Anissa Ibrahim knew she wanted to be a doctor for as long as she could remember. But the journey wasn't easy, being an immigrant with no institutional support and guidance. Radioactive's Honey Hassan has more.
Anissa Ibrahim is 30 years old. She's funny, kind, compassionate. She's an amazing sister, mother, doctor, and she's my cousin. Born in Mogadishu, Somalia, she came here when she was 6 years old and has accomplished so much since then. Her story inspires me. Anissa knew she wanted to be a doctor all her life.
I think my earliest memories were from being in a refugee camp and seeing a TB outbreak, watching my sister get mumps and measles, and just seeing a lot of disease that could easily be cured at a young age and not understanding what it was, but being inspired by the people who helped.
I wanted to know more about what pushed her and who supported her dreams of becoming a doctor. Our family has been her biggest source of support for getting through medical school, especially after she gave birth to both of her daughters.
Oh, no doubt. My mom, my siblings, my family, they encouraged me. They let me be a crazy person and study 24/7. My mom converted her balcony into a study room so I can be at home. My siblings have, and my mom, have raised my children with me. They made sure that I didn't worry about childcare and overnight shifts and, you know, support. They made sure, like, you know, they said, you go after your dreams and we will help you with anything else, with everything else. And, you know, when I was thinking about should I have kids or not, my mom said, you go for it. You take care of medical school and I'll help you take care of my grandbabies. And she's really kept to that commitment.
From a young student till today, she's always had an incredible amount of motivation and drive. She came to America and had to learn a whole new culture and a whole new language, but despite all obstacles, she persevered.
I am an immigrant, a refugee, somebody who came here and literally started from rock bottom, and to see something and say, I want that and I'm going to go after that, I think being able to accomplish that really pushed me. I wouldn't say that I'm like a crazy perfectionist, but when I start to fret and when I start to work hard, I just go and go and go and go and just study so I can get the best grade.
She built something for herself. Anissa wanting to be a doctor is out of the goodness of her heart. I can say that she helps people more than just in ways a doctor could.
More recently, I figured out that doctors are just our advocates, both inside and outside of the clinic. So I do just as much advocating for social justice, for, you know, against racism, for the kids that I take care of, just to have equal level playing field. And you have a lot of power and privilege and knowledge when you're a doctor in order to be able to do that. So it's put together two things that I really value and appreciate.
In school, I always had so much support with my teachers and counselors. They always pushed me, although I wasn't that easy to get through to, being I was a troublemaker and all. I grew out of that stage, by the way, guys. Anissa wasn't as lucky as me, though. She had family support, but not institutional and community support. I asked her what was her biggest obstacle in it all.
I was the first person in my family to attend college in the United States. So not knowing the process, like how do you apply for colleges? You know, like what does pre-med mean? How do you, you know, get into a college? What makes you competitive? Like all of those things, I was the first person who had to figure it out. And I think it's really hard to go to a high school counselor and say, I want to become a doctor, and have them say, oh, you should focus on graduating first, and then go to a college counselor and say, I want to become a doctor, and have them say, oh, what about nursing school? Medical school's really hard. And then looking around and seeing there's really no one that looks like me around here.
I don't know what I want to be in the future, but I never let that not motivate me. Like, I know I want to be happy, have a stable life, and the way to see that through is college. I see how successful my cousin is. I have to take advantage of the support I have, because if people are capable of making it with nothing, then I'm more than capable of making it as well. One thing Anissa taught me is that you can't be afraid to hear no.
Don't take no for an answer, you know? Like, no, if I took no for an answer, I don't know where I would be. And don't be afraid of hearing no. You know, if you see something, ask for it. You know, the first time I got into TB research. I was like a freshman in college, and everyone was like, "Oh no, that guy doesn't let any that guy hasn't really worked with students." And I said, "Hey, can I work with you?" And he was like, "Oh sure, nobody's asked me that in a long time, you know." So don't be afraid to hear no, because no never killed anyone, right? You say, "Oh okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you. Maybe next time." And then you move on to your next opportunity. But if you never ask, then that's a missed opportunity.
Life will get hard, but the world's not going to stop. Always focus on your priorities. You can't go back to high school. These 4 years can either make or break your future. Make the best out of it. If you need support, find a mentor, someone you trust, someone you know wants the best for you. I'm still finding my way in life, figuring out who I am, what's my place in this world, and what I want to make out of my life. But I think looking up to Anissa and all her accomplishments through all her obstacles, I found a ridiculous amount of motivation, and I'm inspired to turn my life into something just as amazing. For Radioactive, I'm Honey Hassan.